Now, don't listen to him. I'll tell you, Tom. Don't ever think that even
do anything. Yes, I understand. But what did you like about the United States when you came over? What didn't you like?
I used to live when I came in New York. In New York, I was 6 months in New York.
Yes.
And I suffered there, plenty there in New York.
You didn't like it, in other words.
I worked for $1 a day.
Yeah.
My line was nothing doing out there. Something was not doing.
Yes.
But what that down out there, you wanna know? They were torn down buildings.
Oh, yes.
Old buildings. So I was chopping bricks, old bricks, chopping bricks, and other small things there for $1 a day.
Yes, I understand. Let me ask you something, but what did you like it there in New York?
I like it. I figured as long as I'm here in New York, I figured that it's America.
Yes.
It's America. I figured
yes. Well, but what did you like about? Were the buildings big or were they small?
Well, 1901, there was no, lots of work to be done there, but my line wasn't, first of all, I wasn't used to the line to the carpenter work.
Yeah.
There.
Mm-hmm.
The work difference here, like the work in Europe.
Yeah.
And first of all, there was no line. My line was not
there. Well, then you weren't impressed with New York very much.
Well, I was 6 months in New York, but I suffered there plenty at that time. They used to, too many immigrants at the time that there.
Yeah.
Immigrants was plenty down there. Used to send them away from New York. I mean, they sent them out to different places. They sent to San Francisco, they sent to Los Angeles, they sent to...
Where did you go to for move when you went to from New York?
But there 6 months in New York, up to New Year's. They'd be from the place of them for 6 months.
Yes. Well, what first impressed you when you arrived in Pittsburgh? Where'd you go from New York?
In New York. I met a friend of mine also from, he came a year before.
Yes.
He was a carpenter too.
Yes.
And they sent away immigrants to a strike in Scranton, with a strike, a street strike.
Oh my goodness, went to Scranton.
Scranton, not me, but they. They came back from Scranton to strike, the immigrants.
Yes.
The steps.
Yeah.
So I read that one from my mouth, and it was a little town there.
Yeah.
And he told me nothing done in New York, but they sent away then about 15 or 20 sent away to Pittsburgh.
This friend told you to go to Pittsburgh.
Even before me. He says, I'm going to Pittsburgh, and then the work has to be done there. I'll send you a letter. You should come down to Pittsburgh. This friend of mine. He was a carpenter, too.
Mm-hmm. What first impressed you when you arrived in Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh. Well, he wrote me a letter right away. Come down to Pittsburgh. So I went down to the society down there. They gave me a
society.
In New York, as a society, some of the immigrants.
Oh.
They even gave you tools, a carpet tools, a bag of tools there, and they sent me away to Pittsburgh. They sent me to Pittsburgh. I told them I have a letter here from Pittsburgh, from a friend of mine. There's lots of work down there, and I came to Pittsburgh. Right away I came to Pittsburgh, and I met that friend that man picked me up at the station there.
Where did you get your tools from? Whom?
They gave me tools from New York.
Who gave them?
I told him the carpenter.
Who did?
I don't know. They sent away some tools. I told him about the carpenter. I'm going away. I'm going to buy some tools there.
Okay.
So they gave me, so they gave me some money.
So you came to Pittsburgh. And what first impressed you when you arrived in Pittsburgh?
When I came to Pittsburgh, he picked me up. The same guy picked me up.
Yes.
And he worked, he worked in the corner of Edward and Forbes.
Oh, yeah.
There it was building.
Yes, I know Air Force Building, yes.
They built the time that they the 1901.
Oh, I see.
So he worked down there, and the man was a carpenter, one carpenter out there at the time. So I went to work in the same building there, 1901.
Oh.
I joined the union, the union shop.
Oh, unions too at that time.
The time was union, I think about $3.75 a day. I remember $3 or $4 a day at the time. $3 or $4 a day at the time, 1901.
And there was a union.
Union, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't work. I worked there for about a week or 10 days, but I couldn't work down there.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
See, there was, didn't have like they have now, elevators in the building there.
Oh.
You used to climb ladders there, the tools, and you're a soldier there.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
In the, in days, you used to have bolts, iron bolts. They build the iron there, but riveted.
Oh, yes, riveted iron, yeah.
Much like they got here.
Uh-huh.
And when they throw a bolt, I was downstairs, working downstairs, and they, from the fourth floor, they throw the bolt down there.
Oh, my.
And, oh, yeah, I got a bolt here that might hit me in my head.
How long did you work there?
About 2 weeks I worked there. I couldn't stand it.
Then what happened? What did, what
then I quit.
When you came to Pittsburgh, what impressed you? What did you like about Pittsburgh?
Well, I didn't have time to look around. I just came here today.
Yes, but what did you see? Did you like it in comparison to New York?
Well, I'll tell you. After that job, I quit there. I couldn't work there 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
I made a couple of dollars there. I bought me a suit here and there, you know.
Yeah.
And then I went, he brought me here. I went and bought with him in Corpus Christi. I bought there, the woman down there, the store there, and I bought down there, borders, like borders, you know?
Yes.
And at the same time, I looked around for a job there. Used to go around and down in Crawford Center. Used to stay there with the tools, a saw and a hatchet down there.
Did you like it in Pittsburgh?
Well, I figured that's I didn't know all that Pittsburgh. I didn't like
it. Well, how did it compare to New York, Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh, New York is, I tell you, New York is gigantic. It's big. Yeah. Pittsburgh is a little town.
It's very small. This is
a small town, and there's very many immigrants at the time here.
Yeah.
Even used to stay in Corpus with the saw and hatchet down there. Anybody wants to fix a window, a door, you know, I was a mechanic in Europe, you know.
Yes.
So a dollar here, a dollar there,
yeah.
And this way in 1904, after 1904, I got married. In 1904. I got married.
Just a minute. You haven't told me, what was your first day? What do you remember about your first day in Pittsburgh?
The first day I was a boarder.
What was it like?
I was a boarder.
Yes.
The woman out there, the little child, the girl, the woman that's a little, the guy brought me here, he was there too, I boarded
yeah,
there too.
Yeah.
So he says, come down and Bryce stay here in the same house there,
It was a rooming house.
And he shared a little store, a grocery store too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you remember her name?
Albert. His name is Albert. Mrs. Albert.
Is she still living?
No, she's
19
now.
All right. So you were boarding in a rooming house then?
Mm-hmm. In the same guy that
you
got.
And what did you do? What was the first day? What was it like when you came to Pittsburgh? What was your first day?
Well, it was a nice ship. Remember Clarkstead? And then, used to Clarkstead was a big ship. Clarkstead. The Clarkstead.
Yeah. Was it nice that time?
Nice, oh yeah. Just like that time. It was nice. It was a... The very man is used here, it's not an angry woman, that's
mm-hmm. Was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years?
Well, I tell you, I stopped working in Westinghouse in 1904.
You started to work in Westinghouse?
In Westinghouse, yeah. In that time, I got married at the time too, in Westinghouse. I worked about 7 years in Westinghouse as a carpenter.
There were lots of Jewish families in the Westinghouse?
But the same, they came a year before, you know, immigrants.
But was there anything that disappointed you in the first 5 years? Were you disappointed?
Well, I figured as long as I have enough, then I got married. In 1904, I got married.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the first 5 years.
Four years, 1999.
Yeah, were you disappointed in anything in
Ireland? Well, I think that it's better than Europe, but it's better than in Europe.
But then you weren't disappointed at all?
No, not at all. Just I figured that American, you have a chance to go to make yourself, wake yourself up.
Yes.
And in Romania, you wouldn't have a chance at all.
Yes.
No. The Jews have been worse and worse at the time.
Very interesting. Was there any point during the first 5 years when you felt unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
In fact, in 1904, I brought my mother over here from Europe and my father and my sister.
The first 5 years?
In 1904.
Oh, 1904, but I'm talking about the 1901 to 1904.
Yeah.
Did you feel unjustly treated?
No, I feel nice. I feel a free man.
It didn't bother you because you were an immigrant?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Ask your questions was nice.
Yes. Uh-huh. After having lived in the United States for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished or would have eventually accomplished your goal in coming here?
No, I figured that it's America, and that people there, I mean, you have adventures to grow up. And
did you feel that you've accomplished something?
Sure, it's not like Europe. Oh, ooh, I've always been a million, I mean, I've always been a little town in Europe. I mean, the days where they whatever you brought down there, it's just like a decision, I'm just at the season.
Oh, I see. Yeah, where was your first home in this area? Where was your first home in Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh, the same woman that, Miss Albert, she had a little store in Corpus.
Yes, well, where was your first home?
That's where I came out there. From New York.
Oh.
You bought down there. See, I had to have a place to stay there.
Yes.
And the same fellow that brought me here, in fact, he married a girl who was, he married Miss Albert Sagrero.
Oh, her daughter.
Her daughter, yeah. Uh-huh. It was a second husband's girl, not her girl.
Well, what was it like over there? The neighborhood with her
mother? Well, in Corpus, there was, you know, and father, in fact, my mother and father, when they came here, Abba Shinsky, married me.
Oh, yeah. But I'm asking you, what it was like, the neighborhood? The
neighborhood was, Mr. Greenwald. Mr. Greenwald.
All immigrants.
Many immigrants. I mean, just immigrants. I mean, they try to make a living here, I mean, as much as they can.
Mm-hmm. How long did you live there?
I lived there in 1904, up till I got married. I worked in Bessendas, but after the time I got married, up to 1902, 1903, and 1904, I worked in Bessendas. And then the same fellow married the woman's girl that brought me the business.
If it was your own home, it wasn't though, or your apartment, how did you get it?
No, it's her home. It's a little store she owns. She owned a little store at the time, the woman that the grocery man, that Miss Alden.
What kind of work did you do when you first came to this country?
I was a carpenter,
but yes. But what did you do when you first came?
Yeah.
No, you washed dishes, you told me?
Hmm?
You said you washed dishes?
No, I was a carpenter in Europe, too.
Yes, I know, but you washed dishes when you first came to this country.
Oh, New York?
Yes.
In New York, I did not know language, so I didn't work anything there. Sometimes I have to eat something down there. I ate at a restaurant out there, but this was there in New York.
How'd you get training for this work, for being a carpenter?
I worked in Europe. I worked 3 years. 3 years to learn the trade in Europe. 3 years, up from 15 to 18. For nothing.
You worked for nothing?
For nothing, sure. For the trade, sure. In fact, I had the tent there, the suburb.
For nothing? My goodness.
In fact, in Europe, I had a sister out there. I was working before I was a young boy, 14 years old, 13, 15. I went to work for a guy in Romania that he used to be in the vine business. He used to pick up vine in the countries.
Yeah.
And he took me in as a helper. So my sister had a girlfriend out there, and her father was a contractor, a carpenter in Romania.
Oh, I see.
So when I came to pick her up at night, from the place there, I came in there, I saw people working there.
So you wanted to do the
same. So I said, look at that. Yeah. I can work my carpenter. I have to be the guy that put me on there.
That's right.
I learned the trade. I'm looking at it.
That's right. What kind of work did you do when you first came to Pittsburgh?
And I'm telling you, I worked the same place. I worked the same day. I went to work in the Erica's building.
Yes.
Same day.
Erica's building. Yeah, that's right. How much did you earn? When you went to Pittsburgh?
About $4 a day at the time.
What were your hours? Did you work from 9 in the morning to what?
From 8 till 5, probably 5:30, 5 o'clock.
Did you work on Saturdays and Jewish holidays?
No, Saturdays, no.
How long did you remain at this work?
Well, I was a cab driver, I'm alive here.
Yeah,
alive.
How long did you stay at this work, though?
I just worked in the home, but two weeks I stopped working in that same place there, in the Erica's building, you mean?
Yes. Well, I know, but you...
I worked in the Westinghouse.
How long did you stay at this work?
At the Westinghouse,
yes.
I mean? In and out. I mean, whenever I had a little job there, I quit and I went to do it. I had a little job myself there, so I went to quit that.
Well, how long did you remain at this work? About how long?
All the time, all my life.
All your life. Did you belong to any kind of trade union? Yes, you did, didn't you? Yes, you belonged to a union, of course.
Yeah.
What kind do they call it? Do you remember?
Union local was 124.
Local?
142. Local 142. And I worked also for a contractor, a big shank, and a shank company, a big company.
Yes. What became your life's work? You were a carpenter.
Carpenter, yeah. Building line and so.
Well, and contractor.
Contractor, yeah, building line.
If you could live this part of life over, what kind of work would you go into?
Oh, I wouldn't like it. I'd tell the carpenter with the west line.
Well, what would you like to do?
I'd go in business, probably. I would probably go in business.
What kind of business?
Business, any kind of business, like a grocery or anything. Some kind of a line of it.
Well, then be a carpenter.
Rather than a carpenter, yeah.
Of course, your business is very difficult, too,
no,
you know.
There is the carpenter had headaches.
Yes,
customers,
I know.
They didn't pay, yeah. They didn't have the money.
What kind of schooling did you have in Pittsburgh?
School?
Yeah. Did you go to school?
No, I went to night work.
We had night classes,
and I didn't cut my settlement.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Can you remember some of your teachers?
Teachers, no, then they started for the minutes, but a couple of hours a night, I don't know, just like a couple of years, I mean, two days, three nights a week.
I see. How'd you learn to speak English?
Well, to begin with, I went to school here, I went little by little.
How long did you go?
I started picking up a few boys.
How many years?
About three, four years, five years. I picked up the language. In New York, I had a little bit.
Can you write English too?
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Spelling is very bad.
How did your Gentile classmates treat you? Did you have Gentiles there, didn't you, at the Irene Kaufman settlement? Did they treat you nicely there?
Well, mostly Jewish people there, all immigrants there, you know.
Were there any Gentiles there?
No Gentiles in the whole group. Well, in the center, no, the Irene Kaufman settlement there. No, it was a different place down there. I know they had that.
Did you ever see any Gentiles? Did you ever go visiting any Gentiles?
No.
Did you go to Haider?
Not here, in Europe.
Yes.
I went to Europe. I went after 30 years.
Did you go after regular school hours? Did you go here?
No, not at all. We had one school in the little town that I was born, but it's no Jewish people that were there. I went to Haider after 30 years on that trip.
Oh. Didn't come here. Didn't go here at all.
No.
Did you like music?
Music, not high class music. Not very much.
Didn't you like any kind of music?
No, I don't like music.
Did you play a musical instrument at the time? Nothing.
No.
Did you go to any concerts?
Very few concerts.
Did you go to some?
I played a concert, but I didn't like that music. Classic music.
No.
I like Guthausen. That's the main thing.
Oh.
I even heard what from the show in Guthausen today.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Did you go to the Yiddish theater?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Then days they used to come to Pittsburgh. Used to come Simon. I mean, they used to call them in Lando Theater. And Lando Theater. Then they Lando Theater.
You went to the Lando Theater.
Then days, yeah, and. And then it was mostly a nice place for the theater.
And where was that located?
Center Avenue. I went to New York when I was in New York for six months.
Yeah.
I went to New York too, Chester.
Did you attend any lectures?
Hmm?
Did you attend any lectures?
Lectures?
Yes.
Then there's, well, not very many.
No. Didn't you go to any?
No, there are a few. I mean,
you did blow some.
There are a few, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go there? When you went to the lectures, where'd you go?
Well, the lectures were in the... They had they had Marine Kaufman Settlement, they had sometimes there.
Did you go to the public libraries in Pittsburgh?
No.
None at all?
No.
No. What Pittsburgh newspapers did you read?
One of those was the Sentinel, it was the Sentinel Dispatch.
The Dispatch?
Dispatch was then the Dispatch. And also the press wasn't there, I think the Sentinel was there. And mostly I had Jewish papers, the Forwards, or the Tigenblatt.
Tigenblatt. And the Forward.
Yeah.
You read those?
Yeah.
When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
Well, my father was very religious.
I'm not talking about your father, but did you think of yourself?
I went to Cheder then. I figured, well, Jewish is more in fact,
in what way were you religious then?
Well,
did you burn a candle on Friday night?
Well, my wife used to burn like candles then. Yeah. She married when I met in 1904.
Uh-huh. In what way were you religious, though? Did you go to shul on Saturdays?
Oh, yeah, you went to sports. Yeah, then, in fact, I joined the Beit Abraham Cemetery in 1907. Beit Abraham Cemetery, Beit Abraham. And the Charlotte Fuller synagogue,
oh,
in Pittsburgh at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the little shul there was the name of it. They built a little shul next to Charlotte Fuller in Miller Street, Bank Dubert. Little shul, and next to Miller Street. Then there is
Charlotte Fuller.
It's in the Baltimore now.
Where was this? What street?
On Miller Street.
Did you change any religious practices during the first 5 years in Pittsburgh? Did you change anything?
No, I'm still the same. I go to Abilene now to the Tree of Life. And I'm a member of the Tree of Life now. And I'm a member of the Anything House. I'm a member of the Center. And I'm a member of the Hamanian.
Did you attend a synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
Oh, yeah. I went.
Which one did you go to?
I went to Charlotte Fuller, that's a minister. And then a little shul, they built a little shul next to Charlotte Fuller and minister, David.
Mm-hmm.
And the shul I went
to. What was that Charlotte Fuller like, the synagogue?
A shul, a nice big shul. In fact, I helped to build that shul.
Did you?
In 1907. In fact, I had to build that shul as a carpenter.
And what was it like? Was it a brick?
Still,
I see. Wait, was it brick? Was it made of brick?
All brick, oh yeah.
It was all brick.
Yeah.
Was it beautiful inside?
Oh yeah, nice big shoulder, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The balcony inside.
You say it now belongs to color?
They have a meeting there, they have some kind of church there now.
How often did you used to go?
In the shul?
Yeah.
Well, there were Saturdays. In fact, one of my sons got bar mitzvah out there in shul, from the same shul around there.
Did you go on holidays too? Holidays, sure. Well, I would say you were a religious man. Did you carry on any observance in your home? Did you? Yes.
My wife used to buy candles there. And she's a very, very good woman. There were seven sisters.
My goodness.
In fact, she was the one that she used to, one in all of them, she was the exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
My wife. Yeah.
What else did you do in your house? Did you listen to the telephone on Saturdays?
That's not so much.
You weren't that religious?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Did you
experience any change in health due to the climate, the food, whenever you first came to Pittsburgh? Did you feel all right?
I think that this is my home. I think it's like this.
Yes.
This is my home. I have to say.
Yes, I know. But did was your health good?
Yes, certainly.
Didn't have any trouble with
that. In fact, I have a picture of my family, the whole family when they were small.
Yes.
Nice picture. I still have it down the house.
And the food was all right? The food was good?
She was very, my mother very good cook. She was a Russian.
I know, but this is before we got married.
Before I got married, only from 1904 I got married. I came home a couple of years, so
Where did you go for medical care in Pittsburgh?
For medical care?
Yes.
7 days?
Yes.
Was I tell you, was Dr. Joseph? Joseph, two brothers were there at the time.
Lipschitz?
No. Doctors. They took care of my wife that time.
I don't know who they are. Where did you go to? Did you have doctors?
My wife died in the Montreal hospital, in the old hospital there.
Uh-huh.
In St. Vernon.
Yeah.
She died there. She was 6 months sick.
Yeah. But where did you go to do you remember the doctors?
Doctors. I went there. An old doctor here. His name was,
Well, you don't remember, anyhow.
No.
We went to an old doctor. Where did he live?
I was sick of a young girl.
Where did he live?
They lived in the Center Avenue there, up Center Avenue to...
Two brothers, you say?
Yeah.
Two doctors.
I think they had an office in Fifth Avenue.
Fifth Avenue. Don't remember the names. Did they give you free treatment or did you have to pay?
Well, I didn't use it much because my wife was sick all the time and my wife was sick for 6 years.
Your health was good.
I never did. I'm a young boy, but I keep working all the time.
But your wife was not?
Yeah.
Your wife?
Yeah. I'm not good at it.
What was the first organization you belonged to when you came here? No. Synagogue, Talmator, Zionist group, labor group?
I belonged to the shul down there in the Beth Abraham Cemetery, Beth Abraham Cemetery.
The Beth Abraham
Cemetery, yeah. Since 1907, I'm a member there.
Mm-hmm. The synagogue was there, where'd you go?
In Middlestead.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And Zionist group, you didn't belong to that?
No, it wasn't.
Labor
not
group, socialist,
no,
nothing.
No.
Did you give any money to charity?
Did
you have a pishke?
Yes, my wife used to have a pishke, just to put in a couple of pennies every Friday night, when she went schlecht.
You had a pishke, all right.
Now you better put it back on.
No.
You had a pishke then, And did you have
Nice pishke,
Yeah. Did you contribute any other way? Did you give any other charity?
Well, not very much of it, no.
We didn't have very much then. Where did you go to have a good time? Did you go, your husband, your wife, did you go
to
friends?
First time I went to Atlantic City with my wife.
Oh.
Yeah,
yes.
The first time.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably 1910.
Mm-hmm.
Went the first time to Atlantic City with my wife.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Did you go with any friends, any other places?
Well, in Atlanta, no. We stayed there for a couple of days we came
home. Where else did you go?
But my wife had a sister in Chicago. She used to go to Chicago.
Did you go with her too?
I went there when my brother-in-law died. About 50 years ago. 50 years ago.
Did you participate in any sports at this time? Did you play ball?
Did you attend any
football games? Nothing?
No. My son was doing it now.
Yeah, but you never went?
No.
Mm-hmm. Too busy working, evidently.
Working,
Well, that's the way it is.
He working to make my living.
Did you know of the YMCA?
YMCA.
So, did it ever help you? Was there any other non-Jewish entities to help you adjust? Did you ever go to any other non-Jewish places at all to help you?
No. In fact, I belonged to the union at the time, the carpenter union down there,
yes.
So I was busy with the meeting. I used to go to the meetings there.
Yes.
The meeting
no, this isn't anything to do with a Jewish adjust. Were there any local meeting places? Did you have anything?
No.
Did you have any political parties, cafes, political parties? None at all. But there were local meeting places, weren't there?
Well, them days there were all scared around. I was busy with jobs, in fact, in 1930, I built that building at Met Abram Cemetery. I built the building out there, chapel that I built in 1930.
Yeah. How did you meet people during the first 5 years in Pittsburgh? How'd you meet
people? Well, you meet people, I used to go to the shul, working by different people there. In fact, I had a carpenter with me. I also had a carpenter, a partner with me, worked with me together.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
He died about 20 years ago.
I see.